This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
This, I mean, you guys didn't like that one. That's fine. Let's just move on to the next one. Okay. For this one, Amir, why don't you be Annie Power? And Johnny, why don't you be Faison?
Faison. Okay.
These are good names. The same way I was negative right at the top of the last one, I'm going to be positive. These are good names. And that's like half the battle.
Okay. So. Thank you. That's good. I'm already feeling more confident about this one.
Are we allowed to improv or?
Let's do one pass without, and then that'll be the only pass we do.
Okay, cool.
All right. And places and action.
Should we move houses?
Faison, the last thing I said to you is that I.
Nope. Hello?
Yeah.
Good?
Really good. Solid. Everyone's good.
Yeah, this is comfortable for sure.
Good.
Thick.
Are these new?
No.
This has never happened before.
Oops, all producer episode.
Was that the first edit of that song or the second? Was that the first edit of that song or the second?
Amir.
What?
Help me out.
I don't know the answer.
I don't understand the question.
The original version of that song.
Sure. Oh, and not the remix.
Oh, I understand the question.
And
Casey, you're like inching out of frame here.
Yeah. Well, you're so Jeffrey.
All right. Do you want me to get up and adjust the camera?
No, just like if you could turn your body towards
everyone.
Usually,
if I'm sitting over there, I would adjust the camera. But so you want me to sit?
No, I'll do what you did. Yeah.
This is like some sort of wacky Wednesday where Jeff is producing a show.
I say we started.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we started. And then the
no, don't move it.
The producers are
okay. You know what? I'll do it.
Yeah. Right off the bat.
All right. You look great.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't want to be rude to anyone here because everyone here works hard on the show except for Amir. But, you know, there's been obvious lapse in judgment, lapse in time. And I figured I might as well just take over the reins of producing.
Got it.
And then get all three of the producers, which we were only going to get two, but now we have all three. So this is perfect. In the room on the Zoom to kind of, I don't know, maybe create more sympathy for each other, right? To see, for y'all to see how hard it is to be taking the reins of hosting. And for me to see how, I mean, maybe hard it is to produce, but I don't know. I feel like I can live edit. Like, look at that. That was so easy.
This is like something
a
couple's counselor.
I pressed the wrong button. I went to like the four shot when I meant to do
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So get it on me and then ready.
And then I can even shoot it onto me, right? Because there I am.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Back to Amir. What's that?
I was going to say this is like something a couple's counselor told you to do, like to understand the other person's plight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like now you're going to be more sympathetic towards the engineers and producers that make the show, hopefully.
Sure. And hopefully vice versa, right?
Mm-hmm. Well.
I mean, I host a show every week and produce it and like do all the editing of it. And I also do that on like a number of other shows. So
you both
I'm not learning much here.
And you wear many hats.
Yeah.
I'm hoping Jeff will learn a thing or two today.
Oh, interesting.
I hope Jeff puts on a hat today.
Yeah. And why do you, is it because you guys are guests on the show a lot? Is that what you're saying? I can't even see Casey.
Yeah. You can move over a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Sorry, who should introduce everybody? Because I feel like you're still the
who's
host, right?
Yeah, are you the host or are you just
engineering?
Well,
we should introduce Grace Harper at Chorles Borkley to the show. All the way from down under. And so Grace, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do on the show? You're basically the new Ferris.
Sure.
How did that come about?
How did what come about?
How did Grace become your de facto engineer / editor?
Well, you didn't even have a chance to speak.
Right.
I said sure.
Yeah, she said.
That's all you care to say?
Sure.
Yeah, that's a compliment. He's a hard worker, nice guy.
Yeah.
Jeff is?
No.
Yeah.
Paris is. I took over Girls on Continent.
Oh, Jeff God, is? No. Yeah. No, I don't know. We had Ferris, and then he I think, quit, and then...
Did Ferris train you?
For...
To this job?
No.
So how did you...
No, because then... sorry.
Yeah.
Then Grace and Wise took over.
Okay.
Right?
From Grayson to Grace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did
Grayson...
What's that?
...talk to you? Like, what I want to know...
Are you asking me process. Or are you asking Grace? Because you're looking Grace. At me, and then at the very end, you look at Grace. Like, let's see... Like, well, ask Grace another question. We'll see. Really?
At your behest.
And is that kind of difficult for conversation? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. How does that look for camera?
Not good. You guys are at, like, the opposite ends of frame. Like, I almost have to go back to the fourth shot, and that's a little bit better.
Yeah.
Are you for sure recording? on both?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like video's recording, but I can't speak for audio.
Audio is... Oh.
Oh?
No, it is rolling.
It is rolling. Your
reaction. We're good.
Well, we should say, okay, so let's just lay out what everybody does on the fucking show.
Well, from my perspective, I got an email
That's true.
Katie probably saying, would you like to, and you were probably circled in on it, saying, would you like to, I had to Zoom with you.
Definitely.
That's right.
Yeah. Saying, would I like to work on the show? But I'd already been working on other shows.
Different shows.
Sorry, one second, Jeff.
This is actually this might be the most recent show I've taken on.
That's true.
And then how did you reach out to us?
Well, it's funny because Grace was working on
it. Yep.
With what?
Like, you emailed Katie out of the blue. You applied for a freelance job.
I applied for a engineer job in December 2021.
Yeah. Wow, height of the pandemic, and you were at the UK.
Kind of the
tail end.
Everybody vaccinated by then. Everybody was vaccinated.
Yeah, pre Omicron maybe.
Yeah, during Omicron, kind of like the thick of Omicron, but that's fine.
You were still in the UK.
Yeah.
And you were like, I can move places or I can do it remotely.
And were you wondering if, you were still in the
UK? No, I was applying for the job to be here or the New York studio. It seems sort of non-specific.
Yeah.
And was it then in the, I had 3 rounds of interviews.
Wow.
And then
it's too many.
Didn't
Not really.
Get the job, but was told we'd like to keep you on as a freelancer. And so I've been freelancing since.
And so here we are. What other shows have you worked on besides the HeadGum Podcast?
I work on... Maisel Goyes.
Oh wow!
When it returns.
TBD.
Yep. Grace, cut that out.
That's okay.
Oh, like I can cut that. I can cut out anything. Girls on Porn, Sitcom D&D, this show, and Twinnovation.
And is the process for this show? Is it more unique than the other shows? Does it stand out to you?
No.
Are you getting, or does it just feel like another podcast?
It is slightly different in the because Jeff has already mixed everything to video, I have to lock all the audio in time. I can't sort of adjust.
And would you say the emails that you get from Jeff are at a normal business hour, kind of frantically sent in the middle of the night, but maybe that's fine because it's sort of London time.
I feel like this is usually where a producer steps in and just says, like, let's keep things on track. Let's keep things joyful.
The producer says that?
Yeah, just whoever's on the boards. Yeah. You know, like,
the issue I have more with Jeff's communication is that it's
because I wanted to talk about Jeff's communication.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about, anything else.
Rare, like fleeting.
Yes, exactly.
What about this?
He's available and then he's unavailable.
Yeah.
Right. Like, where did he go? He has a smartphone.
We're seeing on the screen right now that Anya and Casey aren't even trying to get a word in edgewise.
Well, I think they want your curious / interested.
Yeah, this is between you guys. We're kind of staying out of it.
Although, I have a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't one of your interviews with Amir?
Yeah.
Was it with me and Jake?
Yeah.
Wow, cool.
So how was that?
Good. It happened. So I had a interview with Katie, and then a week later I had an interview with Mike
Comite.
Yeah,
great.
Who was leaving and was very candid.
Yeah. He was on
tell
one
us
foot
everything
out the door.
Oh, he was straight up like, ask me about salary, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
That's
why we had to fire Mike.
Where's my camera?
Whoa, our cans just got louder. Jeffrey, was that you?
I'm running.
I do your fucking job. I
so hard.
We're not on a ship, man.
It's so messed up.
No. I have to sort of be forceful with Jeff sometimes.
So Amir heard people talking about salary at the company and immediately snapped at a freelancer.
Sorry, how much did commentary say he made? Because he's a fucking lying son of a bitch.
I want to know what Amir was like in the interview.
In the Zoom room.
Fine. Mm-hmm. I was, so it happened
fine.
The next day.
Asked and answered.
That's
honestly, that's the nicest thing you could say if you think about it. Because usually it's like nasty stuff over Zoom. So fine is considered like.
Fine's great.
Flying colors.
Well, he did, he was momentarily mean to me, but I did deserve it. And I don't wish.
This is news
I want to hear.
I can't believe
I'm
hearing
this for the
first
time. Well, I just said I used to listen to If I Were You. And now, don't we all?
Yes, we all. You were sort of ahead of the curve. Yeah. You sort of canceled us before we canceled ourselves.
I knew the pain was coming and I was like, I'll quit this.
And was my reaction sort of over the top jokey anger, or was did you actually feel like I had ire towards you because you used to listen to the show but you don't anymore?
Well, I thought, I don't mean to butt in here because that's not really a producer's job, but you were saying that you felt like if you were not in the Zoom but in the room that you would have felt physically in danger.
No. I wouldn't do that, by
she
the
never
way.
Said that.
Do what?
I wouldn't have said that much stuff.
Okay, yeah. So you're saying a producer. Yeah, but I also...
Or
you
as a friend.
Well, we should also say that you guys are, like, missing tons of opportunities to, like, interrupt their conversation, like, force your agenda through, sure, like, so
you're
press buttons
sort of, you're not live editing,
yeah.
You're live, like, giving notes.
Like, I would have hit one of those. I would have done, like, I don't know, word of the week. We already said HeadGum. Yeah. That was the day. That was the word of the day.
We don't have... We keep leading Grace to answers, and then we never hear what the answers are, like... The communication with Jeff, we never really heard about that.
Yeah.
The what I said about you not listening to the If I Were You anymore, we didn't hear about that either.
And why do you think that is?
Because you sort of interrupt, derail, sidetrack the entire conversation.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's I can tell first. You exactly how you reacted, and I'd like to know what you think of your reaction.
Okay.
Which is that
I'll grade my
let's
reaction.
Go, Grace.
You put your thumb over your camera so you could no longer see me.
Uh-huh. So
that's
you're like, I don't listen to the show anymore, and then I put my thumb over the camera?
Yeah.
That's like a Shakespearean insult.
Shakespeare hated Zoom, famously.
I thought Grace was going to say you were going to stick your thumb like up
the
and down, and
the
that's
gladiator.
How you were going to hire her.
I thought Grace was going to, like, you were going to give, yeah, like, during the interview, you're like, give a thumbs up or thumbs down.
I can't quite hear what you're saying, man.
I think Jeff was just saying what I just said.
Yeah, but I'm about to edit this right after, so I was going to maybe be like, because I kind of noticed that Casey said that, and I was like, that's kind of funny.
Yeah,
so why don't I
funny.
Say it on my camera, and then I can choose later who I want to have said that to.
So Grace is responsible for that, I think, right?
That's true.
For the video version, it's all on him, but for the audio only, the podcast version,
interesting.
I'll do whatever I want.
Carte blanche access.
Yeah.
So tell me again about the communication style. You're saying you hear from Jeff a lot and then he disappears, vanishes for days at a time?
No. I rarely hear from him. Mm-hmm. I hear from him once a week, if that, with the episode files. Sometimes 2-3 weeks will elapse with nothing.
Nothing.
But, okay, in Jeff's defense. You like that?
Crazy.
Yeah, before I say what I'm going to say, just take the compliment.
The thing I like about Jeff, if there was a thing, it would be that when he doesn't, it's not like that the episode doesn't go up. Like, he could send everything to you and make his life easier. Instead, he stays up all night editing himself because he forgot to send it to you in time. So, like, he's suffering
for his
the
art.
Most.
Got it.
Yeah. Which I think is nice.
It is. It's
Thank
very
you.
Strange and admirable.
Sacrificial martyrdom.
Even this episode for...
But, like, also...
It's a Wednesday
stupid.
And this is going up on Friday.
Oh, yeah. And because also, like, deprives me of money.
Right, he's taking money out of your pocket.
So,
well, not necessarily, right? Because, like, you're going to edit the assembly files after this.
Mm-hmm.
But the weeks that you don't send it to Grace, that is money that you're taking from her pocket and putting into yours.
Interesting.
Should we take a break? It's only been 13 minutes. we have a ton of stuff to get to that we haven't even touched yet because we've been, like, in this weird dumbass setup, and I don't even know, like, because I'm trying to get in a word in Ned Ryan's. Casey hasn't said jack other than, like, fixing the camera.
I think
cameras.
I had a pretty... funny joke.
Oh, yeah, the joke of, like, me giving a
right,
thumbs up.
Right, but what they'll be seeing, they'll be
probably
only
be a
seeing
good social
me saying
clip.
That.
Yeah, that'll be good for TikTok
I feel
or
like
whatever.
I never noticed how low these arms are.
And these are very high.
strange being on this side.
The couch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what the whole thing is about, right? Because I have this camera staring me at
this.
What's that?
The whole thing is about?
That's what
is about us testing out the chairs?
We're sort of auditing the room.
We're doing a producer's audit session, and a host audit, in a way. But it's very low-key, you know? It's
what was that?
Somebody was leaving or coming.
Oh, yeah, we should also say...
People are doing
construction's
work
happening as we speak.
Specifically on this room.
The studio's outer walls.
There will be a hole being made in this wall.
Are you kidding me?
At some point, right, a drill should be coming through the wall.
Somewhere around. Somewhere near you.
It's in me.
Yeah, we're just going to have to put the wire through your heart.
Well, I mean, we got to get it in here somehow.
That was...
Bond of the week. Who do you guys got? My pick is Matthew McFadden.
It's a good one. So is the audio deafeningly loud by the time you get it, or does Jeff sort of adjust that before you...
No, absolutely not. It's 100%.
That loud.
Yeah, it's 100%. He has it up at 100.
Well, hold on a second. Yeah, because I might boost the level sometimes. So that's not necessarily the sound effect's fault.
Just that we're really quiet, and then the sound effects were so loud. I wonder if that's something that you do in post, or if that's a Grace response to it.
Bond of the week.
The bum drop one is also really loud.
Yeah.
How do you figure?
It's all loud.
How do you figure?
Yeah, but then it's usually followed by a clap, you know, which I think is usually fine.
Yeah, the claps are kind of like...
The claps are fine.
Yeah.
Also, which one... some of the other ones are all right. Like,
I will eat your ass.
It's not too loud.
My Bond of the Week is Pasta, this Bostonian hockey player that was eliminated recently, so he has plenty of free time on his hand. I think his name is something Pasternak or something, but Pasta is his name.
Casey, what
Why
do you got?
Why would you bring it up?
I'm just saying.
This is
saying
a, very,
he's
a hard week for me. I'm just making it worse.
He's a bruiser and an abuser.
I think I'll go
he doesn't have teeth.
With... It's hard. I don't. I never know.
It's hard to edit the show when everybody's so slow when they're talking.
I don't know who's been said in this segment.
I say this all the time
for
that we should overlapping dialogue. I'm doing it right now so that we don't have to edit it faster later.
My pick for Bond of the Week is Matthew McConaughey.
That's pretty good.
Two Matthews.
Two Matthews. That's nice.
Anya, what do you got?
Matthew Mix, actually.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and I don't think you can say the second word.
Matthew McFarnacle. Is there another famous?
Matthew Modine.
McModine.
Yeah.
Matt McDonald.
Like, am I supposed to stay calm when you guys are spewing shit that I know I'm gonna have to cut out later?
Yeah.
Really?
I also want to say
he gets mad
I just meant
and then when you do,
he gets mad when I talk.
It's ridiculous.
I didn't realize that was where the slur came from till right now.
Oh yeah, I guess
I was just saying
either.
Like, oh, and they have the same last name.
Yeah, MC.
I'm gonna get fired.
That's okay.
Am I gonna get fired?
I think we're all learning together.
I think no one should be scared until I get fired.
What slur?
What's that, Brie?
Yeah, what slur are you talking about?
I mean, great.
A derogatory term for an Irish person, I think.
I didn't mean to say.
Yeah.
Is that from the last name?
Isn't that a
it
show?
It must be from the last name.
I think, yeah, because there's a lot of Mick.
Well, it's sort of like shrill. You know, like you wouldn't actually say that about somebody.
Yeah.
And then if you did, you'd be a bad person. But it's a great show name.
Shrill?
What's that?
Nothing.
Mine is RMR contractor who scheduled this construction at the same time as the HeadGum podcast.
That's pretty good.
I'm sure he did not know that we were recording the HeadGum podcast.
It's on the
screen. He is a big fan.
While he was putting a hole in the wall of the studio. I'm sure of that.
Do you guys think that when contractors make a hole in the wall and, you know, they maybe like dress up like a pirate and they're like, a hole.
Sorry.
No, you should cut that out. Also.
I didn't get it.
Well, Casey, do you mind if you, could you say it so that it sounds like you made the stupid joke?
Just mouth it, and he'll put his voice in.
When you guys think a contractor puts a hole in the wall, do they dress up like a pirate and go a hole?
Why does he work really at the good. Network? That came out of nowhere.
That's really funny.
But our
and that way I can edit it together like that.
I just idea.
Sorry.
Anya?
I already said mine.
Did you?
I just said it.
It sounded like you were trying to say something else, so I was giving you the floor.
RM. Right.
I had some. It's fine.
Okay. My Bond of the Week is Austin Powers.
That's pretty good.
I like
I just rewatched that, Grace.
Which one?
The first one.
Is it good?
It holds up.
I heard he like wrote it in 4 or 5 days or something.
That also tracks.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever have like panic attacks where it feels like you're about to have a heart attack? You're like Googling like the actual symptoms of like pre-heart attack, right? Like chest
pre-heart attack
on your left side if you're, you know, prone to that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah.
I also think we should give Austin Powers an emotional send-off.
Like kill the character off?
Because I don't think you can, I don't think they can bring him back.
Oh, I think. Like, I don't think have they could to disagree and make say
an Austin
that
Powers movie now.
There must be one Four. On the way.
Yeah, there's. I know, definitely but
I'm
cooking
saying
up
like
now.
They shouldn't. They sure. should make a serious movie where he dies. He
I like that.
Finds
like
out a, he has
like
a kid.
Austin
and,
Powers Skyfall.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a full cool. circle moment.
Have you guys ever had a moment?
A moment.
Got his ass. Got his ass. A mermaid moment. What did you say? Fucking Little Mermaid Ariel over here. Dye your hair red and walk down the street shirtless at first.
Carrying a fish.
She's not shirtless. She has a seashell bra.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Put on a seashell bra. Bra.
Pantsless.
She wears gills.
Really?
She wears them?
She has them.
She wears them.
I was just going to say, have you guys ever had a moment in surgery where you maybe saw the other side?
I did have a medical procedure where I could see my insides.
While you were awake?
Take a break. We'll be right back.
What?
That was the most interesting thing ever said on the show.
The fuck?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Say it then.
What?
Say the interesting bullshit.
It was a surgery where she saw her insides.
It wasn't surgery. It was a endoscopy.
Oh, I see. Oh, through a camera, you saw the insides.
What was that like?
Why were they showing it to you? Are you also a doctor?
I would want to see.
No,
that's
they were doing
most CTV.
Well, it's because in the UK they have CCTV everywhere.
Yeah.
I feel like whatever is on the screen would only be interesting to the doctor and me.
Yeah, we don't
have to go with the camera inside of
it.
Them.
That goes through your mouth, right?
Yeah, but they did also put it up the other end too.
Wow.
Got to see what's up there. Not much.
What a flan, what a flan, what a...
What was that?
Did you just start to introduce a segment and then bail on it?
Casey, have you ever had a colonoscopy?
No.
Okay.
Probably should get one.
Probably should get one.
Soon.
Amir?
Bummer.
Also no, but yeah, getting to that age, I think in your 40s, you're supposed to start getting them.
Yeah.
Are you guys both in your 40s?
No, I got a few years, but...
That was after drinking a few beers.
Yeah.
Stop me if this is too personal, but have any of you guys ever had an abnormal pap?
Jeff.
I'm just trying to get to the bottom of shit.
Do boys have pap?
No, that's the worst part.
He's just talking to us. That's why it's inappropriate.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's no way. There's no way.
When was the last time you guys had to dress black tie? Fuck off.
I don't think I ever had, like...
Maybe a wedding.
Yeah,
but like
wedding
a hardcore black tie dress code. I don't think
crisp
ever
shirt.
Would you do bolo?
I'd do bolo.
Of course you'd do bolo.
That's breaking all kinds of societal norms in terms of evening wear, in terms of
I'm a disruptor.
Yeah, you and the rest of Silver Lake. What if it was the other version? That would be really bad.
I did before we started recording this. I ran out of the studio because I saw a friend of mine walking down the street who looks like me.
Bolo tie.
So we could say hi and talk.
Bring
about
him in.
I think he's gone now, but
that would have been cool.
Has he ever been
here? Sorry.
He's never been here. No. What's that, Jeff?
Can you say that just sentence again? Because you had a little bit of a lip smack, and it's going to be tough for us to edit.
Which sentence?
The one you just said about seeing your
lip
friend.
Smack.
Yeah.
I've never
like
heard
that.
You care about that.
Yeah. So just if you could, like, okay. From the moment you saw somebody
full
who looked like you.
Segments of garbage, and then you're picking this nit.
Okay. I'll try and recreate the magic.
I also cut these out.
You cut out lip smacks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is that even? Like, what? Someone who goes like that?
No, it's like when somebody goes like that.
Why is that bad?
That noise.
Yeah, why it's disgusting.
I don't know. I don't know why you guys think I'm bad, but I deal with it. Casey, whenever you're ready.
You're a human lip smack.
Aren't there usually like games?
We have discussion points later. Not necessarily a game. But...
I just don't think we need to take anything that I outlined.
Okay, so all right, we'll get there.
I don't want you to do it unless you want to.
That's fine. I'll do it again. I'm glad we're getting it clean. Right before we started recording, I saw a friend of mine walking outside. And I ran outside to say hi. And we look very similar, almost the same outfit, actually. And
why didn't you bring him up?
Is that real?
Do I need to do it again?
Sorry, yeah. I am really sorry about that. Can you do that again?
I'm sure this mic did not pick up that sneeze. But...
I think. I saw, I mean, just so we have it.
All right. So right before we started recording, I saw my friend walking by the window and I ran outside to say hi to him. And we actually look very similar, outfits on. Now everyone looks mad that I'm doing this, but I'm just trying to make the best show possible.
Jeff's on his phone.
Jeff is on his phone.
What was that?
It was TikTok. I thought it was on mute. I think we got it there.
Okay, great.
I might even just use the original.
Frankenstein it.
It might be easier to get the lip smack out than to try and Frankenstein anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to have to hear that again.
Just so people are getting a little smarter in terms of post-production, can you sort of explain what Frankensteining means?
I don't know if that's the best use of our time. We only have like 20 more minutes.
To learn
Frankensteining
something.
Would be like, I don't know if people know the concept of ADR, which they call automated dialogue replacement, which is not even true because it's not automated. You have to
it's additional.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So it's not actually, it doesn't stand for automated, it sounds like.
No, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't stand for automated. That was a test. Grace didn't say anything, which is kind of interesting because she is sort of our post supervisor on this show, an audio engineer for the Road / Ages.
Did you call after your friend?
Yeah, I called after him. I ran outside.
We heard it.
Oh,
it was nice. I said, Morgan.
He's never been here. He just like walks by.
I don't think he's ever been in the studio, but he did just direct a feature film featuring some HeadGum talent, Mike Mitchell, John Gabris.
Oh, yes. I remember you talking about those guys being in your friend's movie.
Yeah, and that was the friend that I saw outside the window.
Get him in here.
I wonder where he was headed.
Okay. He was wearing a WGA shirt. I think he was either on his way to or from picketing.
Finally, a normal fucking segue. Let's talk about the WGA strike, right? How does that affect what we do here and vice versa?
Oh, I think business is going to be booming.
It's good for us.
Because now all these comedians, they're not writing. They're going to come here.
Amazon's got extra cash.
And they're going to be speaking unscripted words.
Exactly. So we're not necessarily part of that union. We're not scabs. We're just giving people a secondary revenue stream, which is honestly better than protesting, I want to say.
I think the studio should be scared.
Yes, of
the
us.
The charts are like this.
Exactly. Yeah.
Did you just start playing Pink Floyd?
Yeah, so this is like what I imagine, like, I don't know.
This is what
yesterday morning,
this morning, yeah.
Was Cohen walking in with sunglasses to the tune of this song, snapping in a leather jacket.
Yeah.
Right?
And up from the cowboy boots up to his mouth.
Dick out by accident.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I didn't think about that. Hopefully I can see some of that fucking cash, but yeah. Anyway, the whole fucking industry's grinding to a halt.
Yeah, and I guess there are other unions that might follow suit.
Yeah, and I guess the DGA might follow suit.
That'll be interesting.
It's what's interesting about
we're pro-union.
Yep. No, 100%.
As a network.
But there's no podcast union. You guys haven't really tried to move the needle there in any way.
Would you like to?
You're looking at the whole company right here.
So let's fucking figure this out.
Should we unionize right now in front of a mirror?
Let's,
is that crazy?
Let's start the election.
Can you join?
I'm legally a producer.
No, you're not.
I think Amir can join, but Marty can't.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So we would sue Marty or some shit.
Yeah,
that's what unions do.
That's awesome.
What do we think a fair hourly rate for a producer would be?
I don't know, 40.
40?
40
F? He just said 40.
40 francs.
40 fucking francs.
40 freaking frankfurters frosted in a pie.
Pies. That was not alliteration. I think probably base rate would be like $150.
Base.
An
for
hour,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all your base are belong to us. I mean, how much do we pay you, Grace? Base.
I'm employee solidarity. Let's hear it, Grace.
I'm legally allowed to ask.
Just got a pay raise 2 days ago.
To what? Say it specifically.
It might be higher than Jeff. So if you want, are you willing and able to hear the number without getting too offended?
What if it's less? I'm going to feel worse.
Yeah. So you want it to be equal or more?
If I don't say what I make in comparison to what she makes, it'll be because I get more.
Okay.
I'm going to just quickly zoom Katie.
Yeah. Let's do this.
Oh, because she might not want that number out there.
Yeah. And we can.
How much does Katie make?
Katie, I think she's making what, 160?
That's salary base.
That's salary base. But
before bonuses.
Before
how do you
know, Jeff, what Katie is making?
Oh, employee solidarity. I get drinks with people just to know.
So that's Mark. He's
got
on
a
Marty's
spreadsheet
laptop
that he
right
makes
now.
Up.
Just so I can get mad at people. Katie's making $189,000.
Oh, she just got a raise.
It's gone up since the last time I looked.
Is
parental
Marty still here?
Leave? But I can't get a fucking
Marty?
Leaf.
I think Marty left.
Yeah, Marty left. Which is
you're
actually
lucky, Jeff.
Part of the
Grace, what are you getting? $55 an hour?
You don't have to answer that.
You don't have to
Grace,
answer that.
I can answer that because I know it's not $55 an hour.
You get paid in American cash and it gets
hour.
Sort of
is it
translated
a, does it
over
end up being 40 euros
translated
an hour?
Translated over, yeah.
Yeah.
How does that work with the exchange rate?
And when was the last time,
sorry.
You considered maybe making a purchase that was outside your
Jeff, usually if I could give you a note as a producer.
Yeah.
Usually you let the people on the couch kind of do the talking,
right,
mostly.
And if we want to hear from you, we'll throw to you. Exactly.
All right. So do you want
to
try that for a minute?
You guys do a good job of that. You're like in the room and you're additive, but you're not necessarily looking to
interject. You're not looking forward to like...
Yeah, this is what we're talking about. It honestly feels like you're talking more now than ever before. Like if you were on that chair, you'd be talking a lot less.
Let's hear from
Not having the lights on him is like he's sweating.
Which, again, it's usually the opposite.
Yeah, it's hot in the dark.
Let's hear from Grace.
What was the question?
How much money do you make an hour?
We sort of moved past that, and now you keep like dragging
and
us
I,
back
And a follow-up
in.
Question, what about at other networks?
Yeah.
Oh, do you freelance
I
for other
radio
networks?
Is 50 an hour, according to Dane. That was 2 years ago, so if you're looking
I at 5%. Radio?
I heart when you shut the fuck up.
Single beat.
What a flan, what a flan, what a...
Are you singing that, or is that part of the soundboard?
Let's either talk about Grace's salary or the fucking strike.
Then the second one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what should we be getting over the next couple of years? $426 million instead of 87?
Yeah, I don't know the exact numbers.
It's actually 429 versus 86.
Why did you say the other ones, though?
Because I fucked it up. Because I fucked it all up. All right?
Wait, are you in the
live
WGA?
Live switching with each side.
Because I fucked it all up. All right?
Every.
What a flan. I am in the WGA.
God. You are?
Yes.
Did you pick it yesterday?
No, because I was really sad yesterday.
Wait, are you really in the WGA?
And
yeah.
Are you really here sad? Instead?
What am I supposed to do? There's not a picket happening right now. There was one this morning. I slept through the bish. There's a meeting tonight at 7. Why would I go to the Shrine, right? Why would I go to the Shrine Auditorium to hang out with a bunch of nerds, all right? David Young, by the way, was on the fucking negotiating committee, and he flaked out.
Really?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I think he got scared.
He got scared, so he left?
Should we call him?
You call him. I don't want to call him.
I haven't talked to him in like a year and a half.
Right.
We can get him on Zoom.
Oh, really?
He's not going to join at Zoom. He has like family and kids. He probably is on the negotiating committee. Yeah. He's never done this show. I tried to invite him like 2 years ago.
We've called him once, right?
Well,
for some stuff.
Did we call him? Should I call him?
We've seen what it looks like when you try to get someone on the show.
Who else do we know in the WGA? Because I haven't worked on my friend Morgan.
I saw, actually, right before we started rolling. I saw my friend Morgan.
Nick Weiger.
I don't know
it.
Weiger.
Weiger's on it.
Weiger is on it.
Yeah.
But he's probably like doing something kind of related to that today.
Is it fair to, because we did this 24-hour live stream, right, where I did the Doughboys technically. And then on the Doughboys subreddit, they were like, this was a bad episode. I'm like, yeah, because it wasn't a real episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd love to redeem myself.
Oh, maybe. I mean, it's not really up to us. But
yeah, like we kind of have nothing to do
with
that.
I mean, I only work on the show every week, but maybe I could talk to somebody.
It's only like 50% of my plate, but I don't know.
But if it was a bad episode, I don't see them wanting to run it back.
Yeah, I think
that's
where we're kind of running into a head. Yeah. Is that it was so bad.
Are you getting in fights?
To have
in terms of, yeah.
About this?
No, it's just it comes up a lot when I talk to Emma and Nick and Mitch that they're like, please do not led Jeff anywhere near the show.
Yeah, they say that more than once. I feel like that's something that you can only say
well,
once.
Well, Casey kind of is a friend, so he keeps bringing it up every week at our meetings with them.
Yeah, I'm trying to look out.
What do they say? You bring it up every week, they don't finally be like, that's enough, we get it?
Yeah, they're like, any talent that we could get on the show, and then they look at me and say, Casey, don't say Jeff again.
Mm-hmm. Right, they're like, we'd rather not have a show that week.
Yeah, they do actually say they would rather cancel the show.
Oh my gosh.
Then have you.
They're going to pull it from HeadGum if we ask again.
And then, Amir, are you saying, oh my gosh, yuck, because that's like foul because I am talent?
No, because that you've poisoned the well so much so that you're having one of our biggest shows threaten to leave.
But I think they liked being on your stream.
I don't think so. I think we all almost went into cardiac arrest. Grace, in terms of. If you don't want to go hourly, just say how much you usually make in a week.
So
and then how
that,
many
and
hours
you keep
you
dragging
usually work
us
per
back
week.
In.
Well,
it doesn't
say,
matter.
With the exchange rate, I submit my invoices in dollars and then I get paid in pounds.
Interesting.
So
does that
varies.
Fluctuate?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Does it fluctuate?
Do you get paid more or less?
I get about
it depends on
less,
if the exchange rate gets
But generally
stronger.
It's about like 80%. It fluctuates around 80% mm-hmm. of whatever I've the dollar amount I've submitted.
Right now, the dollar is a dollar to UK 80 cents.
Yeah, we're weaker than the UK. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
pounds sterling.
That's bad for us.
One quid.
Yeah, things aren't going great over here.
Yeah,
I have no idea what's going on anyway.
We shouldn't have left.
I found out that France was rioting because of this podcast.
We should really? Just, well, we should talk about if we think France is going to make it
as a country.
Yeah, just
it's not a line from Succession. And isn't that the response that he said? Really? That's I think that's exactly what he says.
That is exactly right.
Yeah. Wow. So almost like AI can write.
Yeah.
If we were AI, yeah.
Succession writers. I feel it. Right here.
You should do an all AI episode.
Oh, a ChatGPT. Wow.
We did an episode, we did a segment called Chat GPT. Where it was
them. Must have missed that episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, how come none of us know about it?
Because you guys don't listen to the show.
Eighth grade.
Oh my fucking god! is it 50 an hour?
Just go on to the next fucking segment.
Eighth grade history testing is plunging to below average levels.
I heard about that.
Yeah. So why? The New York.
Turns out Jeff and I listen to the same NPR program.
Just one of us retains the information. Can you pass this eighth grade history quiz? Ask the New York Times. Here we go. Let's, Grace, this is your first time on the show, so let's single you out here. And also, or you can tell us how much you make an hour, and then I'll switch it over to Casey Donahue.
I'm happy to tell you.
Fuck. Okay. Wait. Oh, really? How much? You're not happy to tell me. That's so fucked up.
It was, but 2 days ago.
All right. I'll take that.
Business is booming.
No, because now I have a negotiating tactic.
Jeff makes 17.
Let me send an email. I make 17 an hour. Here are five questions of medium difficulty from the eighth grade U.S. history test given by the federal government. We're swinging it over to Anya for some reason. Here we go.
Yeah, because I listened to NPR today.
Never mind. Let's go to Casey.
Thank you.
What were European explorers such as Henry Hudson? This is going to be too easy for you. That's why we have to swing it to Casey because it's about Hudson. You broadcast in Hudson, New York, we should say.
Yeah, I'm broadcasting from Hudson, New York right now.
Named after Henry Hudson.
Yeah.
Casey, what were European explorers such as Henry Hudson looking for when they sailed the coast and rivers of North America in the 1600s? A water trade route to Asia.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
B, a land route to South America. C, land to use for sugar plantations. Or D, religious freedom.
Much like most of my tests I took in eighth grade, I kind of spaced out while you were giving the information to me.
Sure.
So I'm going to say...
Do you want me to help you cheat?
Trade routes. They're looking for trade routes.
To what continent? South America or Asia?
Now that I think about it.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it.
I actually can't stop thinking of my buddy Morgan dressing like my ass.
I don't know what Anya Fair Oaks Women's.
That was Casey looking at stuff on my phone.
Yeah.
That was that app result you were asking for.
I wanted to look it up to be really sure.
But
you're cheating.
Now that I've thought about it, it's definitely to Asia.
Correct! That's absolutely right, and that was only because Anya bailed you up.
God, he was fucking
Can
way off.
Can you believe that my doctor sent me a message about that?
Unbelievable.
There's no way.
Yeah, it's weird that your doctor was talking about that question.
Yeah. I guess he's also an eighth grader or something.
Yeah, my eighth grade doctor.
Your doctor's 14.
My Anya Kenevskaya.
My eighth grade doctor.
It's like a misguided attempt at a children's book to be like, you can be whatever you want, but it just leads to kids practicing medicine on each other.
My eighth grade OBGYN. Such a bummer.
So
it's
you
like
obviously
every,
know
every
why we called you
is
it.
Abnormal.
Every pap is abnormal
He's
when
like,
you're
yuck.
13 and oily.
Oh, God.
Grace, which of the following is a right guaranteed by the Bill of Rights of the
United
States of Constitution? Yeah, you can phone a fiend.
Did you have to learn about American history in Europe?
No.
Like, we let to learn about European
Not
history.
Really. Not about governmental laws.
Well, sometimes.
No. I don't know what they were teaching. What school did you go to? Milliken?
Anyway, let's see if you got the
answer.
But you had
mean?
To learn American history.
Sorry, no, let's get into this for a second. Didn't you tell a story once that there's like a photo of you on the wall at your high school of like famous alumni?
We should say, because you confided in me when we were at South By once, that you were drunk and you told me this, that you put that up there. So let's
None
go back
of this
to Grace.
Is true. From soup to nuts.
What's the name of your high school?
The name is Milken. There's also a public school named Milliken, which is a separate school. There's a picture of me there, if there is.
At the public school?
No, at the school that I went to. It's I mean, you know, class.
Never mind. Pictures. All right, let's go. Which of the following is guaranteed on the Bill of Rights? Right to public education? Right to health care? Yeah. Right to trial by a jury? Right to vote?
Which one is or isn't?
Is.
Oh, the right to vote. No. You know, I don't know. What were the others? Not healthcare.
The correct answer is right to trial by jury.
Yeah. Oh,
of your peers.
We love to litigate in this country.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me challenge you on that for a second.
No, go ahead.
It was a litigation.
That was a litigation joke.
Oh.
The following passage is taken from a proclamation signed by President George Washington. I think is how you say it. 17.
Who's trying to answer this one?
You.
He's from Hamilton.
George Washington is from Hamilton, and Hamilton's from Washington. How weird is that?
That's not true.
Well, it's interesting Hamilton's nonetheless.
From... Yeah. Hmm?
What's the question?
The question is, the following passage is taken from a proclamation signed by President George Washington in 1793. It appears that a state of war exists between Austria, Prussia, Sardinia, Great Britain and the United Netherlands of the one part and France on the other. And the duty and interest of the United States require that we should with sincerity and good faith adopt and pursue a conduct friendly and impartial towards the belligerent combating powers. Which of the following policies was President Washington recommending? Colonialism, neutrality, imperialism, or isolationism?
Neutrality.
That's correct. All right. Three more. Let's go. All Casey on these three.
All right. Let's go.
Rapid fire.
Casey lightning round.
Casey lightning Donahue.
Does he have to leave if he gets them wrong?
Yeah. Cool. No, if you get them wrong, you have to spank your own ass in camera two.
If you get them wrong, you have to stay.
That's funny. I was going to say, I was like, I would really be rooting for you.
Which of the following changes took place in southern states immediately after the Civil War? A, access to education became more available to African-American people. B, most African-Americans quickly switched from agricultural work to employment and manufacturing. C, African-American women were given the right to vote. D, state governments were required to have African-American people in legislative and executive offices.
Can you do A and B one more time?
A was access to education was expanded, and B was black Americans switched from agricultural work to employment and manufacturing.
I'm going to go with B.
I believe that is absolutely wrong. Yeah, access to education became more available. I didn't know that one. All the other ones I got correct so far, but I didn't get that one right.
That's the kind of answer that you would hope is the answer, but just from living in this country, I'm like, there's no way that's what happened.
It's like instead we... help put them right back into the capitalist machine.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Because wage labor is just one notch above slave labor, you should say. What's that? Oh, I was just saying that Grace and I are sort of the bottom of the barrel.
You didn't say that. You haven't mentioned my name. Amir, were there any celebrities on the, like, on the Wall of Notable...
That went
Did
to my
I
high school.
Do or say something?
No, nobody. It was a very small private.
You've said a lot
like
of
everything.
Yeah, but I don't understand why Grace would be upset. I'm just trying to get her a raise.
I'm not upset at all. I just had more questions, and you moved on into this eighth grade history thing, and I just wanted to get more.
It's like
you said there's still two more questions.
Is it fine that
to
she
come?
Spoke to
yeah,
me
we'll come back.
Because I don't feel safe in the room.
Because Amir grew up in Los Angeles.
I grew up right here, yeah.
Yeah.
But no famous people went to my high school, no.
So the wall that you put your photo on.
You're welcome.
I didn't put my photo up. That was a lie.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is how rumors get started. It's ridiculous that you would.
Do you think if you had gone to Crossroads, you would have been more successful in Hollywood?
Crossroads is a school where a lot of celebrities send their children. And the answer is yes, I would have been more successful.
It's also a.
But you're kind of the
restaurant.
Only celebrity.
It is a good restaurant.
From your school, which is kind of cool.
The only celebrity. I'm sure we have other notable alums on Wikipedia, but I don't know if.
Anyone has as many Twitter followers as you.
Yeah, but
Did
again, I haven't been there in 20
Lake?
Years. What's that?
Did you apply to Harvard Westlake?
Yeah,
just
I didn't get it. I and my brother went there.
And he's
and what does
like
your brother do?
Pretty rich because of tech and like investments and advancements too that
wealth,
he's made.
But he, yeah. He's a graphic designer.
Does he work? Yeah. Sorry.
Apology accepted. He went to Harvard Westlake, which is a pretty good school. It's I like applied a, in seventh like
a,
grade.
One of few feeders into Ivy League schools.
Right. But right. he went
to UCLA.
Did you
go to a public school?
I went to public school, yeah. Public all the way, even college.
You went to I went to a public college.
College in the country.
Where?
Massachusetts College of Art.
That's right. Oh. Me too.
You went there too?
No.
Oh. You just like Massachusetts.
Casey and I, we lived in Boston at the same time.
Oh, really? Yeah. You think you guys
didn't
ever
know each other? No.
Drank a brew at the same pub?
No.
No, but we have mutual friends.
We have mutual friends, yeah.
In Boston?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting. Pasta?
Yeah, he loves pasta.
Which of the following reasons best explains why many people supported the 18th? All right. Locking in answer C, but this was what the options were. Which of the following reasons are for the 18th Amendment, which banned the sale of alcohol? A, they believed that drinking alcohol had a negative impact on society. B, they wanted to prevent organized crime from profiting from alcohol sales. C, they believed that alcohol would hurt the country, the country's ability to fight in the Second World War. And D, they hoped alcohol would become more expensive if it were made illegal. So the correct answer is obviously A, and yeah. You said C, which is that before they knew that there was going to be a Second World War, mm-hmm. they were worried they'd be hungover for it.
Yeah,
and they were going to call it the Second World War, right?
Not incorrect.
Well, this says you scored 4 out of 5, but that's I scored 5 out of 5.
Well, you said you didn't get one.
No, you said you got one wrong.
That's true. 4 out of 5. That's an 80. That's an
it's
B
weird
minus.
That you would lie when you're being recorded.
Well, you know, I so can obvious. I can make any because also we have enough sample, especially from Amir and me, that we can just form AI sentences
true.
That say anything.
You're right. We could do that like for every episode moving forward. Actually, now that you bring it up.
Yeah, we were trying it out.
Why well, worry about the hosting fee?
Hosting fee. You don't have to pay the robot anything. It's
yeah. I don't think we'd have to pay the robot.
Crossroads is also a movie with Britney Spears.
Yes.
Jeff, did any famous people go to your high school?
No, he's from Ohio.
Everybody. Yes.
Jason Garrett, yes. Head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, went to my high school.
Jason who?
Head coach, like currently?
I think so, yeah.
Jason Garrett now yeah. was alleviated of his duties, okay. replaced by Mike Me. McCarthy, who went to my high school. So
there's no way. There's no way. Do you even have a football team?
No, flag football.
Flag, yeah. And I do want to flag that the former head coach of the Cowboys went to my high school. Joshua Radin.
Josh Radin.
Josh Radin. He's sort of a...
the guy from How I Met Your Mother?
No. This is this guy's a singer-songwriter.
Singer-songwriter.
Yeah, Joshua Radin.
Oh, I know that guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Does he have a song called World War III?
No, but that's because I think he's fighting for... I guess what would now be the 31st Amendment, banning the sale of alcohol again. He's worried we're going to be hungover for World War III.
Is he the guy that did the music for Scrubs a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like good friends with Zach Braff. The other thing I'll say is... Awesome.
I'm no Superman.
Exactly. That could have been him.
Yeah.
I can do this all on my own. What? It's a good show.
I'm thinking... Oh, Chris something. He's a
Chris something.
He's a Broadway actor. He went to my high school.
Chris oh my god!
Something.
Anthony Rizzo was a year younger than me at Yankee. My high school.
Did yeah. you ever spank Yankee his ass on World the baseball Series team? Champion. Like he made a good pass Jeffrey. Or something, and you're like,
did I ever spank his ass?
Forget it.
No, Anya, I wasn't famous? On the baseball. My Grace, brother was on the baseball. Team.
Who's did Rizzo? Anybody famous yeah. go to your secondary school?
My secondary.
Thank you.
Secondary.
One person did. Mira Sayel.
Who the hell is that?
Wow.
You really don't know?
Nice. Who is that? I don't know.
She's one of the UK's premier, like, British Asian entertainers. She was in a sketch comedy group called Goodness Gracious Me. She was on a TV show. Married to Sanjeev Bhaskar, another
It's funny when people are famous in America, they're famous worldwide, and when people are famous where you're from, nobody gives a shit.
Sucks, Grace. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry about that.
It's true. Why are we offended?
It's not. Look, we all know Mr. Bean.
I thought he was from Australia.
I wish I had a piece of Kraft American singles so I could do one of these.
Sorry, Jeff, we're doing a podcast over here.
I was talking about
I was trying to talk about my parents.
It's so arbitrary when people decide to get upset at me. I asked if you guys had an abnormal pap and you guys were just kind of silent and awkward.
Yeah,
and then I threw
private
a fucking...
medical information.
We don't call it a pap smear, or it's a smear test.
Oh, interesting.
Just if you're ever in the UK and you're trying to
get that done,
ask women for some pap.
I wonder where the pap does come from. Is it like a guy's name or is it like the specific type of instrument that you use?
Yeah, I think a guy's name.
No, I thought it was based on how the procedure's done, because usually there's a couple... It's usually done by like a crowd of paps.
What's that?
I thought it was because of the way they take the photography or whatever, or the scan, is usually from like 18 paparazzo.
Open your mouth.
What?
Throw this coaster into it.
This is so fucked up.
Wow!
Oh my god, it
worked.
That was
really close.
The Wall Street Journal asked, when you're traveling, does an Airbnb beat a hotel?
Oh, no, yeah.
Not anymore.
It was a guy's last name.
Pap?
Pap.
That's so annoying.
Not anymore. You know, I wouldn't stay at an Airbnb.
The G-spot's also named after a doctor.
The same guy's first name's George.
This guy sucks.
Yeah. I've been doing Airbnbs less and less recently.
Me too. I ended up doing Airbnbs less and less recently.
Less
just
quality.
There's less quality
control.
Yeah. Just the way
into.
You can go
from G-spot I see the pictures and they never
line up.
They used to call me G-spot in high school.
Barely even saving money anymore.
I know. That's
such a bummer.
Like,
yeah.
If I'm going to stay somewhere for 4 days, I'd
it's sorry?
Yeah.
Oh, I was saying, I was wondering if there's like, because there's turn down service and yeah.
Plus
you get the maintenance. Yeah, because there's a bunch of fees. They're hidden fees. There's no hidden fees.
They called you that to be nice.
Like a long term.
Yeah, no, I said I've never had
a discount.
Yeah, that
at
could
the
be
time.
And then,
yeah,
I've never really stayed at a hotel for five weeks.
No, it's hard because you can stay outside of my
permanent.
Yeah, then it's probably better to do a hotel. You probably want to do an Airbnb then, yeah.
Like you're staying in LA, you're staying for like almost
a month
and a half.
Well, you have the option. You know, you said you were doing an Airbnb in the Franklin Village. You could do the Carlotta. You could do the Villa Carlotta. Because there's sort of these.
Jeff was called G Spot in high school.
I think we might have two ads. Maybe we do two ad breaks.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Where would I have heard that?
Wow. I want to know if it was one of those things where they were laughing with or at him. You know what I mean? Like, is it cool that he was called that? Or was it like...
Was it entirely unrelated?
I bet it wasn't cool.
It was because...
Was it your rapping name?
No, I never rapped. It was
I pissed my pants.
There was often a dribble on my khakis.
And that's unrelated.
Right, another break? There's no way. Oh my god.
We did pass the eighth grade fucking thing. I think I'm actually souring on Airbnb. Amir.
What?
Cheer up.
What?
Plugs. What do you guys got? What do you want to point the people towards? The floor is Casey's, and we'll go left to right.
You can follow me on Instagram at Casey Donahue or Twitter, I guess. The same
what's
name.
What's left of it?
What's left of it?
I mean, wow.
Yeah.
What a stink town that's become.
You can listen to the Pitwall podcast, which I do with Jeff sometimes if he wakes up to record the show. Listen to Doughboys.
What is that noise?
Nothing. Just
you're watching TikToks again during the show. Put your phone away.
Jeff, did you have another segment?
Did we get through all of them?
We didn't, but it's 55.
Anything
minutes.
Good?
We were also going to do something about how scientists finally solved the mystery of how Mayans made plaster so strong.
Strong.
The secret ingredient? Sap.
Grace got
that. I don't think we're done.
There was a whole segment about how you can now get a .dad URL. So I was just going to have us all come up with .dad URLs. I had
Trinidad.dad.
Trinidad.dad.
Pretty good.
Marty Michaels divorce.dad.
Nice.
Jack Daniels stole my .dad. So not anything good. And then we were going to go in. I mean, we kind of ambiently have done this, but I wanted to do a whole audit about the producers. Because honestly, this was fucking easy.
Okay, let's do it.
So listen to Doughboys.
Yeah.
And can I also say the other one?
No.
No.
But and exciting stuff coming. Show.
Is it? But this comes out in 2 days. So
do you know who you're talking to here? Grace, are you going to have time to edit this in the next 2 days?
Yeah.
There's a lot of cuts you have to make.
Not really. I thought it was all gold except for some of the shit where you guys were coming at me.
It was funny.
Grace, can you add more of the shit of us coming at him to
oh,
the...
Oh, yeah.
Do it twice.
Run it back.
The more we talk over each other, the less like editing there is to do.
That's what I'm always trying to say, is that people need overlapping dialogue, not this fucking long pause, because people don't know how to respond to something I said or did.
Because he asked me about a pap smear. And I had nothing. I couldn't even come up with a joke because I
also
it was
live
so
stream.
Violating.
Would mortified. You say that it was jarred joy?
No.
All right.
We're gonna fuck up the
rest. Nice.
that was beautiful.
On the live stream, now what was I about to say?
Sorry.
No, we talked had a great specifically time about something. Oh, about the length of the pauses.
Some of my favorite times on the live stream.
It was good times.
The best part was Miles's segment where he litigated, and you and me at 3 a.m. with Casey also there.
Were you in the UK at the time?
Yes.
So it was like midday for you.
Were you in Bath? Where do you live in the
UK? I'm here. That's actually how we.
You say Bath?
That's how we plan.
Bath? Is that where you live?
Smart. No, that's where I was
born. Thank
you.
Where do you live?
Good memory.
I'm here. Called me smart.
Do you remember?
Oh, no, I said that.
I don't remember.
What do you have to plug?
Warsaw. And that's sort of like the Bakersfield.
Are we still doing plugs? I'm wondering, because Casey did his plugs, and then you sort of meandered. You started watching TikToks.
It's never the person behind the desk.
Anya, her platform.
Fucking job to make sure everyone speaks just so in the right order.
Are you live producing, like changing camera angles while we talk?
Of course. I just switched back onto you.
After I said that thing or while I was talking?
I've been doing as best as I fucking can, all right? This shit is hard as shit.
That's the producer audit.
Thank
this
you.
Shit is hard as shit.
Thank you for finally admitting it.
Well, yes. No, it's hard when you're trying to host, too, because I'm fucking, you know, it's person A.
Anya, what do you have to plug?
We do have some exciting shows coming up. We have a lot of launches.
I think we
in
should.
May.
It's fair to say that it's, yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, you've heard of.
Shut up. Cut Grace, cut all of that.
We have a Will and Grace podcast.
Yeah, exactly
out.
Right.
Are you happy? Everyone knows now.
Yeah.
Deborah, we're just messing with you.
Three busy Debras.
I feel like this will go over well in your when you ask for a raise. I think moments like this are the moments we'll kind of think about.
What I'm going to do is bleep that out.
I really will.
Lots to listen to. Amir made fun of me for this earlier, but I'm always looking for submissions to my radio show.
Thank you.
On
the Love
terrestrial
Motel.
Radio, the .dot Love Motel.
How do
you
people
can follow
listen?
Me there? On our website, thelovemotelradio.com, or
it's on the flyers all over the office. WGXC.org.
I wanted her to say for the
WGXC.org.
This is I've never said something more cancelable. But sometimes I wish I had a direct line to my friends' partners so that they could like punish them. Later, you know what I mean? Like, either like, so, like, you just pissed
like
me off.
Like, fetish vibes?
It could be fetish vibes. I mean, more like worse. Like, you're just getting iced out by your partner for the next 3 days and you don't know and she won't tell you.
There's no way they would listen to you.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If
we
I had the direct
have a
line,
love
maybe.
Line 857 dial love.
Okay. Oh. So maybe if I could conference call me and Jill, I could get Jake
like
and the dog.
She's about to go into
labor. Exactly
right. Now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe.
We'll
yeah.
put you both on the air.
All right.
Okay.
And then Amir, you'll just sort of be ignored in your own house. There we go.
Jill is not Amir's partner.
Just so you know.
No, I knew that. I just was, that was an example of like an impartial thing where it's
it
like,
is
oh,
my
clear.
Baby. Can we say that?
What is?
Jill's baby. She's with child, but it's my
sperm donor. Or...
You're asking Jeff. If you can say that,
Jeff was the arbiter.
I mean, he's in the hot seat. It's a lot of power in that seat. Yeah.
No, because what I had was two things. Was I had a meat locker and a turkey baster.
Exactly.
Which
now
that was for meat production.
Right.
But it also ended up being for sheep production. We had Amir's seed. Let's add that to the pile. And guess who else was there?
Andrew Pyle.
Exactly right.
I knew where that was going.
Grace, cut that out.
That'll be for the Patreon.
We do need a Patreon.
What are you looking at me for?
I don't know. Marika once said that... sorry, let me turn in my my storytelling voice.
Marika once said that the HeadGum top brass...
Is this Sean Connery?
Back to Bond of the Week.
R.I.P.
Bond of last week.
A HeadGum podcast Patreon. Where I would, what,
can you do
is
Michael Caine?
Do you want to... No, that, my, this is my Sean Connery.
Do Gilbert Gottfried.
You could only need
I wonder if we could have a HeadGum podcast Patreon channel.
It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Well, he's like the easiest. Like, you do it. I'm sure you could do it right now.
I wonder if we could
have. That wasn't good at all. Let's keep going. Grace, what do you have?
What, a Gilbert Gottfried impression?
Let's do your plugs as Gilbert Gottfried.
Can you do a Mr. Bean impression?
Follow me.
That's it.
Not really.
That's it. Nailed
that was
it.
A pretty good Mr.
Nailed
Bean
it.
Impression.
Not really.
Famously.
If you're
my
gonna
parents
do Mr.
watch
Bean.
An episode every morning.
That's
Mr.
cute.
Mr. Bean?
If you're gonna,
that's what
if
they started to do in retirement.
If you're going to do Mr. Bean, you have to eat French fries with a fork.
Grace, what do you got?
My mom's from the same town as Mr. Bean.
Really?
Yeah.
The character or Rowan Atkinson?
Rowan Atkinson.
The actor? Wow, where's that?
Concert, County Durham, Northeast. You wouldn't know by his accent.
Yeah, I've never heard him talk. Is that the joke?
No.
Mr. Bean's no match for Iago.
You haven't seen Blackadder?
It's getting worse with each word
what?
You say.
You
I got
Black
nervous
Adder?
That time because I knew that the camera was going to be out on my ass.
Wow. I really thought you would have seen Blackadder.
No, I've never.
That's
good evening,
Blackadder. That's so funny that you would have thought that.
Does Rowan Atkinson talk in that?
It's so funny
yeah,
listening to Jeff try to be a part of a conversation.
I love Blackadder. I always get it confused with Peaky Blinders.
Was that still the Gottfried impression?
Jeff, do you not find it surprising that Amir's never seen Blackadder? Nor heard of it?
No, I am surprised. I am surprised because it's like a British sitcom that's pretty similar to your sense of humor,
it's
I would
like,
say.
Yeah.
Very dry.
What if he
not
can't,
that you're
what
a dad,
can't
but
get
it is
out
like
of the impression?
Impression.
It's Jeffrey Gottfried from here on out.
Wouldn't it be Gilbert Joffrey?
It would be the G-spot for sure.
Plugs. Yeah. I work on the HeadGum podcast, sitcom D&D, Girls on Porn, Twinnovation, and
Maisel Boys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
In that order.
No.
Of how much you like them to least.
I could do that.
Reverse. That was the reverse.
There's an order. And then I have a Substack, heylakergirls.substack.com. I talk about movies and NBA basketball.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Not in...
You think Dylan Brooks is ever going to play in the NBA again?
Yeah.
I don't see
it. Amir is a basketball podcast.
Yeah. How did you become a basketball fan in England?
Around 2012-13 through the Oklahoma City Thunder.
So how does the Oklahoma City Thunder reach you?
I liked LeBron James.
Okay. He was not on the Thunder.
Followed him to the Heat.
Sure.
And then through that.
So how old were you in 2010 when he joined the Heat?
Guys, you can't see the monitors right now, but Casey, I'm just now realizing, looks like Pedro Pascal, but Irish.
I'll take it.
You don't sound like him, so just keep that, yeah.
Keep that what?
Keep that mouth shut.
Keep that mouth shut.
Keep that pretty little mouth shut.
What are we running at right now? What time? How much?
It's been an hour and 32 minutes.
Yeah, that's so long for
after
us.
After post, probably a svelte 42.
37.
Less, yeah.
These
We're
are all
kind
plugs.
Of filling
this
in for all the stuff
fault.
That Jeff said that we have to cut out.
At Jeffrey James on Twitter. Sorry. At Jeffrey James on Instagram. At Jeff Bardi on Twitter. And yeah, do you guys feel like you adequately plugged?
No, Charles Barkley on Instagram.
All right.
How do you spell that?
Like Charles Barkley, but with O's instead of A's. C-H-O-R-L-E-S-B-O-R-K-L-E-Y.
Charles Barkley.
Amir? You guys, are you guys good? We can just be out right now.
Come we have guy. Stuff to do.
Yes, we have all stuff to do.
This is everything I dreamed it would be.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.